Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from my headquarters here in the rock and roll earthquake state of Idaho. Yes, we had some big waves roll through us yesterday. It was pretty exciting. Everybody's okay. I was driving, so I didn't even know it until I got back, and I had all kinds of phone calls and a very scared sister. But all's well here in Idaho. I am hosting today with Sue Barrington and Lisa Diamond. And I do have some announcements for us before we get started. Of course, all the Beamer corporate events in the month of April have been postponed. That includes the Denver Academy with Vicki Latham and Linnell Hagee on the 17th and 18th. Bismarck in the Dakotas with Jerry Gallegos and Nathan Beiler on the 24th and 25th of April. And then, of course, Boise with me and Bettina. That has been postponed. We are going to do that July 24th and 25th. So we have already rescheduled that at the same hotel. And then for May, corporate has not made any formal announcements, but I know our regional director for the Northwest, Bettina, has made a decision that we probably will not be doing any corporate events in our region in the month of May. We've postponed Portland. We've postponed Spokane, which is that first weekend in June. So today we're going to talk a bit about what happened on Friday and what it means for us. You know, the FDA determined on Friday that we are, without a doubt, a Class 2 cleared device in the United States, medical device, and that's to be contrasted with being registered Class 1, which we have been until recently. So we have to use the right terminology. We got to understand that Class 2 medical devices are cleared, Class 1 medical devices are registered, and of course drugs are approved. So try to use the right language out there when you're talking about this. But this is a really huge watershed moment for Beamer, getting this level of credibility. Class 2 in the United States is a much higher criteria to meet than Class 2 in Canada and in Europe, and it really sets us apart. There is no home-based PEMF device in the world that has Class 2 clearance with the FDA here in the United States. And right now we're still working on getting the B body, the B light, and the B sit cleared as Class 2. And until we do that, we are introducing the Beamer Go Set. And that will include, of course, the B box, the B pad, the B spot. And for the first 30 days, the battery, for the first 90 days, the backpack, of course, power cord, and a couple of the other accessories. And in terms of the battery, just understand it's a supply chain issue. I mean, this is fluid. The battery may continue, but we are concerned about supply chain issues. The battery manufacturer is not Beamer, and so we all know that manufacturing is kind of slowed down worldwide, and so we just want to make sure that we don't have a supply chain issue with that. We'll reassess after this first 30 days once we start shipping. And right now we're just waiting for the FDA to make their final announcement on us being able to release these units to the United States. Hopefully we'll be able to do that in the next couple weeks. And I'm excited because for a long time I've hoped that we would have some kind of entry-level price point Beamer. And this is significant because This promotional price is, you know, $3,990. I mean, $4,000 is significantly less than $6,000, and it does open up a huge market for us of people that had such price resistance to $6,000. And I'm going to talk about it in a moment, some of the young athletes that I have on my team and their excitement about what we're going to be able to do with this. But right now, I want to turn it over to Lisa Diamond. Lisa has some stuff that she shared on a regional call this week about how she's going to go forward promoting this until we have the B-Body back. And Lisa, are you there?
I am. Thanks, David. Glad you are safe out in Idaho. And so I shared this on a regional call in the Southeast region on Monday, also with on our team call. And, you know, we've been kind of in limbo and waiting for this FDA decision to be made. So it was really kind of hard to move forward. And now we have a couple of weeks to kind of line things up and get people on board and excited about that. And I think so. One of the first things that, you know, I'm suggesting to everyone is educate your the corporate office, the regionals, your managers, your uplines. Everybody's trying to, you know, really make the education portion of this accessible to everybody, but it's really up to us as individual Beamer distributors to get on these calls. So there is a distributor-only call tomorrow with Dr. Burka and Albert. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow evening. You should have received an email. If you did not receive the email or it's not in your inbox, check your spam. So you definitely want to get on that call. Just, you know, Dr. Burka is going to give us the science and the language that we can use to share this with our potential customers. Also, there is a Beamer Saturday this Saturday at 12 noon Eastern time, and they're going to do a product presentation, and it's going to be on the new Go set. So, you know, you want to invite people to that, but you also want to be on it yourself so that you can see the presentation and start learning, you know, how we're positioning this and how we're talking about it. So, first and foremost, educate yourselves. I would also suggest that in the current environment that we live in, with social distancing, that most people aren't doing Beamer sessions or shouldn't be. And so Zoom has become a very popular tool in our business right now. And if you're not used to using Zoom, they do offer free accounts where you can, you know, share Beamer, you know, virtually. Obviously, they're not going to have the actual experience, but I think with the new Go set and the price point and the benefits to our overall health and well-being, I think it's an important time right now for people to still be sharing Beamer. And Zoom offers trainings, free trainings on their website. So take advantage of that as far as the education process for yourself. And then make a list. I'm visual, so I drew out kind of a mind map, and in the center of my piece of paper, I wrote go, and then all of the areas that I could present this new go set to. And, you know, I would say, you know, go to past users, go to past sessions that you've done with people who did not purchase. Or for me, I have a fitness studio that I do Beamer sessions in, and my studio has been closed since March 16th. But, you know, I have done over 4,500 sessions in my studio, and obviously not all of those people have bought, or I'd be on an island right now. So I'm going back to all of those past users, and especially the people that we're doing sessions and have now been without Beamer for 2 weeks, they're actually feeling the effects of not being on the Beamer. So go to your past users. Hopefully you've been getting disclaimers, and, you know, either you have a stack of them or you somehow incorporated them into a database. You know, reach out to all of those people now. you know, once you are comfortable with the language and how to present it, you know, make it an exciting announcement. You know, Beamer has just been cleared as a Class 2 medical device, and you know, I mean, that's a big deal. So you want to share that with all of your past users. Also, go to past customers, people that have bought the Beamer, because again, in this environment, you know, their friends are probably asking, you know, what are you doing? How are you feeling? And they're probably going, I have a Beamer. I'm feeling good. So, you know, go to past customers and let them know that they're now on a cleared to register or cleared to medical device. And do they have any friends who have shown any interest? And, you know, if you have never done a referral program, you know, spend some time these next couple of weeks and maybe put that together, offering them, you know, a referral fee for referring their friends to you, friends and family. Also, we have a Tuesday product presentation on Tuesday evenings, 9 p.m. Eastern. You know, using email, text messages to these past users, past customers, you know, promote those so that, you know, they can get on and see a third-party presentation, kind of takes you out of it. If you have people who are interested in the business right now, which, you know, a lot of people are looking for alternative ways to make money right now if they're at home or laid off, furloughed or whatever, you know, they may be interested now. And to get in as a distributor now at, you know, just under $4,000 might be appealing to some people. So, you know, Thursday is the distributor conversation. They do a presentation on the product, but they also talk about the business. So that's Thursdays at noon. And those are done by the regional manager, the regional directors. So take advantage of those. You know, get on them yourself so that you can see how they're doing the product presentation. Also, for me personally, one of the things that I put down was the fitness community, because that's the world that I'm in, and all of the fitness studios are closed in my area, in Naples, Florida, or the whole state of Florida, actually. So, you know, who do you know in that area that might also be looking for additional streams of income? So think both, how are you going to present this to a customer, but also, you know, who are you going to present it to? Think about the people that were price resistant to you initially, and then think about who might be ready to come on board as a distributor. And David, I'm going to send it back to you.
That's great, Lisa. Thank you for sharing that information. I'm going to bring Sue on here in a moment, too, and see what her observations are. I wanted to share, though, from two of my kids here in Idaho. These are two of the premier endurance athletes in the world today. Brittany Peterson, she just turned 34 on Monday, and she took second place in America's toughest 100-mile endurance run last summer, the Western States 100. She turned in the fourth fastest time in the 46-year history of the race. And these are her thoughts on the Go Set. She says, from an athlete or an active lifestyle perspective, the accessibility is huge. Having the entire setup in a compact backpack makes it very simple and easy to travel with without taking up much space. It can be a carry-on for your flights, fit in your van, lifestyle, and be used anywhere. Finally, it can be used as a spot application, pending, however, with use of the spot, we're increasing blood flow and can target specific areas that are especially common with athletes, younger populations, or athletes may not be as likely to think of the long-term health or disease consequences of their lifestyles because it may not be imminent, as imminent as it appears to us that are older. However, many of us face injuries and would be interested in something to help with the healing process, reduction in discomfort, or visible reduction in inflammation. And this is where the Beamer Go Set can really shine as a recovery tool, along with the added long-term benefits people will be achieving through doing applications on their injuries or rehab. Cody Lind, her significant other. He's also one of the top elite uphill athletes in the world today. He's 24. And he says, thinking of the younger populations or the athlete populations, there are many benefits to the Go Set. The benefits mostly revolve around cost efficiency, portable for the active lifestyle, for events, for training, travel, and overall accessibility. The athletes in the younger generation will be interested to learn more about Beamer because of how simple the Go Set is and how you can target very specific areas. It will intrigue the younger generation in a big way because it can be presented as a tool that can potentially help with recovery and performance. The setup is more affordable, which can reduce barriers to purchasing and complement the Beamer and Every Home philosophy. This can open up access for all individuals, no matter age, health conditions, athletic needs, or income. So great observations from the younger generation. And Sue, do you have anything you want to share before we open up the lines?
Sure, just quickly, because I don't want to reiterate everything that Lisa said. But yes, I sent out the invitation. I sent out three different groups. Well, I sent it to my distributors to remind them, but didn't count that one. I sent it to people that are prospects that I thought, you know, I have Beamered, and they were they did seem interested. I didn't send it, you know, necessarily to all my prospects, but I probably sent out 75 total or more. And then I sent out to people that are prospects that I know would also or have also voiced interest in the business side or are direct marketers themselves. Or so I had a whole different type of email I would send to each person. And then also current owners like Lisa did, because they're seeing benefit. And I said, hey, this is our new addition, same beautiful Beamer Pro, but, you know, a consolidated package, and, you know, perhaps you'll be interested in listening more about the science of the signal, because it's the beauty of the signal that is the special sauce of Beamer. And, you know, so I just wanted to encourage them to also watch. And I probably had 10 to 15 people already register because the potential is so much there, people that couldn't watch before because everyone's at home anyway. And then, you know, I do believe that in this day and age right now happening, that people are highly aware of their health, and also they're highly aware of job security. And I have always, you know, promoted that about Beamer because it's such an amazing combination of both of those. And more than ever now, I think we can all lead with confidence to just know what you have and know what amazing opportunity Beamer can bring to people's lives. And even if you feel like, you know, you're going to look stupid or they're going to say no or whatever, I just go out there and do it. And if they think I'm just, you know, trying to sell them snake oil or something, I just keep leading with my passion that, you know what, I really am trying to help you. And it's also financial. There's nothing to be ashamed about in that. So I just want to encourage people to feel confident and get out there and know you're sharing something really amazing. So that's all.
Thanks, Sue. That's great. We have a caller, area code 713-569, 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David, Lisa, and Sue. This is Sandra in Houston. I want to acknowledge you all for the fabulous – hi. I just want to acknowledge all of you for the fabulous work that you've done just in preparing for today's show. It really, you know – your commitment shines, your messaging, everything about it. And I really want to acknowledge you for that and for being leaders for us out here in the field of the world of uncertainty with Beamer, with, you know, a virus, all of that. So thank you so much. And my question, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but I'm just looking for some clarification. I was on the call last night, the product presentation last night. It's the first time I've been on it. I wanted to experience it before I invited people. So my question is, I know they do the call on like Tuesday and Thursday. Are they the same calls repeated, like with the testimonials? Because those obviously were recorded. Can you just share some insight with me on that? So I know what I want to cut an idea of what I'm inviting somebody to watch is what
yeah,
I want to
David,
get to.
David, I'll take Sandra, thank you. And this is Lisa. So the Tuesday call is just the product presentation. They don't go into, you know, the business. When you do the Thursday call, it is with the understanding that someone has an interest in the business, and they do talk about becoming a Beamer distributor. They stress, you know, the solidity of the company itself. They go over the commission structure, and they use the income simulator to show somebody the potential that they have, you know, with Beamer. So it is geared. They do the product, but it's more geared toward the distributor.
Great. Thank you for that clarification.
You are welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
I'm unmuted, but I didn't hear you give my number. Jane in Lexington, I'm on. I don't know.
Yes, you are on. You are live on Blog Talk, 910-528.
Okay, great. Boy, everything and all of these suggestions are excellent from Lisa and Sue, yourself, and David. This is excellent. I'd like to address something that came about having to do with the Beamer horse set, which also relates to how exactly, well, the Beamer works. So here's what we're looking at with the Go. We're looking at a unit that will not cover the body, but we're told that it will work, we're literally told that if you put the B-pad on your right shoulder, it will affect your left foot. Well, that's great. I've had that experience myself when I had to send my Beamer back for an adjustment, my B-body. So I was left just with the other applications, and I did use the iPad expressly how we're going to be using it with the Go. So I've experienced how great that works. As to the Beamer horse set, our new set, which everybody was thrilled that it had 19 coils versus, I believe, 8 in the old one, and how it covered more of the body. Well, I work with a lot of horse people, and I've gotten a question, and I think it's a very valid one, because I've also said, don't forget, this Beamer has worked on elephants, because, of course, it addresses the microcirculation. So could you all be specific with me in the question of what are we talking about here? Are we talking about something that we could literally put on one corner of the body and the entire microcirculatory system will be affected no matter the size of the application?
I was on the call yesterday when you called in, and I want to clarify, because I don't think you understood what they were trying to say, is the B pad has always been able to be converted to low, because the B pad is normally 3 times more powerful than the B body. And when you go into the settings of the home screen, you can hit the high-low button and convert that B pad to work similar to the B body on, you know, the microtesla that works along. So that is what they were meaning. And to put it up and down your spine or between your legs, but typically we've always taught people up and down your spine. And I think for the more detailed science of it, you should get on the call for sure tomorrow night with Dr. Burka. And, you know, rather than us try and do a terrible job, he could do a fantastic job.
Well, that's right, Sue. And Gene, we just have to understand that, you know, the Beamer signal is the Beamer signal, whether it's being delivered via one coil or 3 coils or 6 coils or 18 coils. It's having a huge systemic impact on the human body. And that's why Dr. Burke has always said, you know, remember our one contraindication is people that have had organ transplants that are concurrently on an immunosuppressant, they shouldn't Beamer. But that extends to even just doing a local application on somebody's knee or on somebody's feet. I mean, he says absolutely no way should we be doing any kind of local application on somebody that's got that contraindication because it does have such a huge systemic effect on the entire body. But as Sue said, you know, I just encourage you to tie into tomorrow night's phone call and let's hear it from Dr. Burka himself. He's going to be able to clarify a lot of stuff way better than we can. And it does help if I take my phone off mute. So I apologize, Jane, I had not done that. We have area code 407-227-407-227. You're live on Blog Talk. All right, 407-227. You're live on Blog Talk. Going once, going twice. It may have been a mistake in hitting the number one on their phone. Area code 510-414. 510-414. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. I just have a really quick question. On the GoPro, are you able to run two applicators at one time?
We need to wait until we hear from Dr. Burka tomorrow night. And, of course, it's not the Pro set. It's the Go set. So let's wait until
we talk to Dr. Burka.
That's a good question. Let's wait until we hear from Dr. Burka tomorrow night. Area code 425-387, 425-387. You're live on Blog Talk. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello?
Going once. Yes.
Hello? We can hear you. Oh, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. Who are you speaking with?
Sorry, my name's Drew Sears.
Hi, Drew.
Hi. So I'm an athlete. I've had a Beamer for 2 years now, I think, 2-3 years. Some of the experiences that I had was when I was in college, there were multiple times where I had either concussion or a rolled ankle or anything like that. And whenever I had one of those injuries, within a week after using the Beamer and just thorough Beamer treatments and sleeping on the sleep pad and all of that kind of stuff, I was back playing within 5-6 days. My recovery time, I could tell, was a big there was a big difference in when I used the Beamer and when I didn't use the Beamer. I didn't even know about the GoPro or whatever this new thing is, but when I was on the road, I would always bring my Beamer package with me, and then I'd hook it up, and then I just have the strap with me and use it for after games or before games for recovery.
That's a great testimonial, Drew. What are your favorite sports?
I played basketball in college. I played at Whitworth University, and then I played professionally for 2-3 years after I graduated, and I brought my Beamer with me everywhere I went. It was definitely a big game changer in the way I recovered and the way I prepared for games. I'd use the pad before games to kind of get my body ready, and then after, definitely because the resources were limited when I was overseas. I would use it to help my body recover even more.
Drew, can I ask you how old you are?
I am 24 years old.
Perfect. You're the future of Beamer. We're so excited
well,
to have
I
people your age
time.
That are getting involved.
Yeah, I still use it today. I'm no longer an athlete. I retired a couple of months ago, but I still use it just for muscle recovery, and I sleep on it every night, and I love it.
Where do you live?
I live in the Seattle area.
Yeah? Skier, snowboarder, mountain biker, roadie?
No, those are all skiing and snowboarding is all winter sports, so I was always in the gym.
I gotcha. Gotcha. Coaching moment, just refer to when you're doing work on any part of your body, call it a session or an application and don't call it a treatment, okay?
Okay.
Great, Drew. You're probably on Sue Barrington's team.
I think that sounds right, yeah.
Yes, great. Well, you're in good hands, and thanks for coming on today, and have a great Wednesday, Drew. So remember, today is Whatever Wednesday. We can always go off topic and discuss anything, and we are looking for topics, too, to do trainings on for Whatever Wednesday. And, you know, if anybody wants to get on and give us some insight as to what they'd like us to train on, we encourage you to do so, so we don't have anybody in the queue yet, but I just want people to, you know, tune in, hit the number one, and give us some suggestions. And, okay, now the board is lighting up. We have area code 413-563, 413-563. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon. This is Victoria in Western Mass. I would love clarification. On hi, and thank you both for all your work in making these calls possible. And I would love clarification now or on another call about the B spot and the B pad. And you just said the B pad is three times stronger than the B body. And I had understood that the B spot with the three coils stacked was stronger still, but I would love to hear more, and especially since this is the major part of our goal set. Thank you.
Sure. So my understanding, and Lisa and Sue can definitely pipe in, is that there's only one coil in the B spot. It's not three coils stacked. It is stronger just because it's more focused, because the signal does not come out the backside of it like it does. The signal in the B pad comes out both sides. So it is roughly three times stronger than the B body, and you cannot change it like you can with the B pad and formerly the B sit until we get that again. Those two things you can change using the high low button so that they emulate the B body and a much lower micro Tesla. Does that help out answer your question?
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Great. Thanks, Victoria. Area code 830456. 830456. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yes. Hello. Can you talk about Beamer water, beaming water, and anything you might have to say about that or benefits from that?
Well, no, not really, because you know there is no science supporting beamering water. We do have a lot of anecdotal and observational information on doing that, where we've seen much greater yields in plants by beamering the water. But in a phone call like this, we've got to be super compliant, and there is no science supporting it, but I encourage you to get together with your team manager or one of your upline experts, and they can talk to you about how you would want to go about doing that if you choose to. Okay? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa and Sue, it's 10:33. We're waiting for any suggestions on future topics on Beamer, and we can always wrap up early today and people can get back to their lives and quarantining themselves. Do we have any questions? Let's see here. I'm not sure if I already took this. I didn't mark it. I apologize if I've already talked to you. 830456, 830456. Have you already spoken?
I already asked my question.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah,
Lisa,
David,
and Sue, any input?
Briefly touch on the water. If you want more information about water, then I would strongly recommend that you Google water and frequency and learn how water holds frequency. There are studies on water. It's not specific to Beamer, but that might help you and give you some understanding.
Well, that's a great suggestion, Lisa.
All right. And then give everybody one more chance to ask questions. This is we've got a little bit of time left to answer. If you hit one right now, we can take your question, comment, or suggestion. And there you go, David.
All right, here we go. Area code 405-921, 405-921. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Melissa Stockton. I'm in Oklahoma City, and I'm so glad that we have the Blog Talk Radio to encourage us. Because at this time, as we're inside our house, wishing we can go out and beamer people like I did before this happened, with just my pad and spot, I would hope to get this over with, the virus. And so we can go out and get people on their health.
Thanks, Melissa. We appreciate you sharing with us. Do you have any questions for us today?
That's it. I think I'm going to listen to this again because I really like the beginning of it.
Great. We encourage you to join us every week and have a great Wednesday. Yeah. Area code 509-671, 509-671. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Gary from Newport, Washington. I've been with Beamer for over 7 years.
Hi, Gary.
And just a suggestion for everybody is focus on the signal and not the coil count, because while the B-body had 6 coils, the B-sit had only 1. And so it's not a coil count issue. It's about the systemic effect of the Beamer signal on the body. So if you just focus on the signal, doesn't really matter how you get it in the body, it's going to have a wondrous effect throughout your body. That's all.
Gary, that's very
insightful.
Say. Thank you.
You betcha. You guys have a great
day,
and you're doing
a
great job. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yes, and I think we're going to see in tomorrow night's phone call with Dr. Burke, he's going to emphasize what Gary was just talking about. Area code 605-430. Area code 605-430. You're not quite live on Blog Talk because my internet is suddenly slow. Hang on a second. Let's try that again. 605-430. 605-430. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sandy from South Dakota.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, David. When we were on Bettina's call on Monday, when she sent out her email, she put that Wednesday night, tonight, Casey is doing a presentation on the Beamer Go, the Pro Go, or whatever.
That's true.
In our email. Okay.
Yep.
So, but nobody, you didn't talk about it, so I didn't think it was just for us. I thought we could tell other IBDs, right, or not?
Well, Bettina... Yeah, she's not even, well, yes, exactly. And I'm not sure what the link is. I imagine it's beamermeetings.com also, but I did get that.
That may be a regional call, Sue. So if people want to email me at david.olson@beamermail.com, I can contact Casey and see if she has the capacity to open it up to a wider audience. But we need to check with Casey first, but I encourage you to email me at david.olson@beamermail.com, and I can find out and get you that information. And Olson is O-L-S-O-N. Sue, did you have something?
Oh, no, I think that Bettina did check that out because someone had that question on one of our calls, and I thought that that's why Bettina did share it, but I might be wrong, so I'd do your route.
We just don't have a link. So, email me at david.olson. Oh, do you?
Yeah, it came in the email that Bettina sent. I'll have to find it, but I have it set on my calendar. So I'll share it with you through my calendar right now if you want it.
That's right. And then I can share it out if people want to email me.
Okay, I'll email you because...
Yes, please email me at david.olson@beamermail.com. Area code 419-302. 419-302, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, guys. This is Nick Delamati in Lima, Ohio. I just want to give out
my
stats because – hey, how you doing? I just like to give out my stats that I'm 49. I'll be 50 next month, but the good thing is I don't feel 50, I don't feel that old. It sounds weird to me. So I'm feel good. My back bothered me for 12 years, you know, with low back issues, chronic aches, and hurt down my leg. I've had my Beamer for a year and a half and hasn't bothered me since. So I want to throw that out there because people want to know, well, I wonder if, you know, that guy's similar to me, similar age, you know, that kind of thing. But my comment I wanted to make is I've heard on another blog talk before where somebody mentioned kind of a the way they do it in Budapest. They would use that B pad on if something's bothering them, use that B pad first, even before the B body. I just want to know if you guys have heard of that or kind of talk about that, and it seemed like we could kind of, you know, battle a little more with the Pro Set Go.
Nick, I dropped my call for a second. I just got back.
Okay.
I missed the very end of what you said. So, Lisa, can
okay.
you take
Yeah, oh, I was just curious about, I heard on another blog talk before, a lady had mentioned in Budapest, Hungary, that they would do the B-pad on a spot. If something's bothering somebody, they would do the B-pad first, even before doing the B-body. Is that something you've heard of, and is that common, or is that we're not really able to say you should do that?
Lisa,
I've never
do you want
heard
to take that?
That?
Yeah, I'll take that. Hi, Nick. So I can just tell you from personal experience, again, having done over 4,500 sessions and having done shows, I often used that B-pad first, and I often used the B-pad down the spine, even as like a second station where I didn't have a B-body. And a lot of time, you know, some really amazing results using that B-pad down the spine.
Okay. Awesome, Nancy. I was just curious if we could, you know, focus on, you know, maybe stressing that a little bit more, accentuating it just because of the Pro Set Go.
Yeah, I would say make sure that you get on Dr. Burka's call tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Check your email for that call-in, because he's been working on this diligently to give us the language that we can use to stay compliant. And, you know, I want to stress, you know, staying compliant. We have a different set of rules in the United States than we have in other countries. And now as an FDA Class 2 cleared device, I think it's more important than ever that we all stay compliant and, you know, not just for ourselves, you know, but for everybody on our teams. We don't want to jeopardize what we have.
Thanks, Lisa. I almost jeopardized this entire call. I hit my end call button instead of my mute button.
Dude, I don't know what you're doing. You want me to do the next one? We have one more. I got it. We have one more caller, and we only have 1 minute left. So 978-793. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, hi. This is Lindsay in Massachusetts. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Lindsay. Thank you.
Yeah, great to hear you. Wonderful call. I just wanted to call. I'm in Casey's region, and her meeting is open to everybody. The thing is, it's at 7:30 Eastern time, and the other call in the evening is at 9 p.m., which is a little bit late for some of us Easterners, and that's why she set it up. That's at 7:30 every Wednesday, and it's called Beamer in 20 Minutes. It's real short with some testimonials at the end. And I think everybody's welcome. It's on BeamerMeetings.com. So it's the same Zoom as the other calls. I just thought I'd let you know that. And I, too, am curious about the verbiage we can use if we can start using the words, different words, now that we're class two.
Right. So, again, that's why it's super important to be on that call with Dr. Burka tomorrow night. Cannot stress it enough, and I'm sure it will be recorded, so we'll be able to watch it several times. And thank you, everybody, for being on the call today. We only have about 10 seconds left, and we will be back here again next Wednesday with whatever Wednesday. Make it a great day.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Sue. Shout out to my mentor, Ron Lyman. Hi, Ron. Everybody have a great Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.